10 to 5 spot on. Mr. Dawood Samson, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
How are you keeping, is it?
Alhamdulillah, shukr, alhamdulillah.
That's good, mashallah. Mana, you may commence with your nasiha.
Jazakumullah khairan, nahmaduhu wa nusalli ala rasulil kareem, amma ba'd. Honorable listeners, what a beautiful morning we're experiencing here in the Western Cape. It's just a kind of a serene morning. It's like Allah Ta'ala is telling us, my maghfirat is very, very, very close by. Reminder for us, be engaged in istighfar, inshallah. Be engaged in abundance of istighfar, inshallah. Because Allah Azza wa Jal loves the quality of istighfar. As our beloved Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, Tuba liman wajada fi sahifatihi istighfaran kathira. Glad tidings to that one that will find on the day of Qiyamah, the day of resurrection, a lot of bags of loads of istighfar, istighfar, istighfar. Subhanallah. Yet in another verse, Allah Ta'ala reminds us, istaghfiru rabbakum. When the ummah turns back to Allah with istighfar, innahu kana ghaffara. Indeed, you will find Allah most forgiving. يُرْسِلِ السَّمَاءَ عَلَيْكُمْ مِدْرَارًا. And Allah Ta'ala will send rain in abundance. Allah will open up from the sama' His barakat, His rahmat, His sakinat, by virtue of the Muslim ummah increasing themselves in istighfar. Allah Azza wa Jal also reminds us in Surah Fatir that, O people, اُذْكُرُوا نِعْمَةَ اللَّهِ عَلَيْكُمْ. That make mention of Allah's favors upon you. Thunder over Allah's favors upon you. Is there anyone besides the Creator Allah that is providing you from the heavens and the earth? Certainly, there's none but Allah. So why do you turn away from Allah? Allah is calling us. Allah wants to hear your voice. Allah calls without fail 5 times daily. Are you going to receive that call? Let it not be another missed call. For indeed our Creator says, the one that longs to meet Allah, let him practice, let him have the courage to do good deeds and not ascribe any partners to his Creator, Allah Azza wa Jal. We are so fortunate in South Africa that in every mall there's a musalla, at the airport there's a musalla, at the gym, at the sports field, at the golf club there's a musalla. If you want your life to go in order, then all you have to do is just see that your salah be in order. And if you want Allah to be there for you, be there for your Creator when you are on your musalla. As Allah Ta'ala reminds us in the Quran, be part of those that make sujood to Allah. Allah Ta'ala is commanding us, be part of those that are in sujood with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. In fact, the more you make sujood, the closer you draw to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Did we know when a Muslim neglects his fajr, then the nur of his faith is lessened? When that Muslim neglects the zuhr namaz, then the rizq, the barakat is removed. When a Muslim neglects the asr, then his body itself weakens. The strength of his body starts to lose. When he neglects his maghrib, then the barakat of his children, Allah Ta'ala removes. When he neglects his ishai, then his sleep itself, the barakat of his sleep, the raha in his sleep is also lessened. May Allah Ta'ala give us guidance. We got a battle with ourselves daily. We are so busy piling up material possessions that we no longer have time to contemplate or to think about what really matters. But let us strive to make life simpler and less complicated. Take time out, slow down, press the pause button and stop. And make salah time your pause. Stop everything and focus on Allah. Make shukr to Allah by performing your salah. And couples also that pray together, they stay together. I advise and emphasize to all my kids to establish salah on time. Because Allah Azza wa Jal says, I am with you when you establish salah. Amirul Mu'minin Umar ibn al-Khattab, if people ask him for employment, the first question he asked them, how salaytum, do you perform your salah? Salah is the cure for a lost soul, a confused mind, and for a broken heart. Never take Salah as a burden, because indeed it's a gift from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and it is a relief from any type of burden. Like you have your daily tablets, your natural medication you have to use for your own well-being, Allah ta'ala has given us a prescription 5 times daily that keeps the shaitan away. It keeps away all troubles. It brings happiness and joy. It's a solution for family problems. It brings the pleasure of Allah. Forget about the iPhone 5. Concentrate on I pray 5 times daily. My beloved brothers, my beloved sisters, that 5 times daily is an appointment I have with my Creator. A meeting with Allah, a clock in time. Listen to the words of our beloved Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. When you tell Bilal al-Habashi, arihna bis-salah. O Bilal, with the Adhan, let us find content. Let us be at peace by virtue of performing wudu and being on the musalla for the few moments. The more you make Islam part of your life, the more beautiful life becomes. The more we lower ourselves to Allah, the higher He raises our status. And just remember, Allah is online 24/7. We make dua, رَبِّ جَعَلْنِ مُكِيمَ الصَّلَاةِ وَمِنْ ذُرِّيَتِي رَبَّنَا وَتَقَبَّلْ دُعَى. O Allah, that I establish Salah in my life and my offspring, generations to come, O Allah, accept this dua. رَبَّنَا اغْفِرْ لِي وَلِوَالِدَيَّ. O Allah, forgive me, forgive my parents, وَلِلْمُؤْمِنِينَ, and all the believers, يَوْمَ يَقُومُ الْحِسَابِ, the day of accountability in front of my Creator. وَمَا تَوْفِيقُ إِلَّا بِاللَّهِ وَالسَّلَامُ عَلَيْكُمْ وَرَحْمَةُ اللَّهِ وَبَرَكَاتُهُ.